Okay, this is Doug LaFalla, Secretary of State, calling to order the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands on July 3rd at about 2:10. The State Treasurer and I are present. We're waiting for the Attorney General. We're going to skip to discuss some items further down on the agenda. You want to go ahead? Tom or whoever?
Doug, maybe you guys could approve the minutes and then move to that if you wanted to.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes of June 20th.
Matt, I can second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Matt, I vote aye.
Aye, Doug. Approve 2-0.
Can I just make a comment?
And go on down to the, with the submerged land, item number 5, under new business.
Fine. Tom, you want to explain that?
Sure, be happy to. The statutes have given BCPL the responsibility of being the leasing agent for the state when it comes to lake beds and river beds. It's not something that we do very often, but one of them has come up. In this situation, the city of Ashland is looking at leasing part of Shawamigan Bay from us. That part was actually filled long ago, far away, and it had been used for a number of purposes over the years. They had someone had built a lumber mill on it. They had built a wastewater treatment plant on it. None of that was actually done legally. They had filled it illegally. They had used it illegally. And then the forerunner of Northern States Power had built a gas plant nearby that contaminated that area. So the EPA had declared it a Superfund site, and they are in the final process of cleaning that up. The city of Ashland wants to use that area as a city park. And in order for them to legally possess that area and improve it, they need to get a lease from the state. Now, in this case, because of the fact that it's going to be used as a city park, it's essentially going to be used to provide free and improved access to the citizens of Wisconsin. In the past, the board has charged a nominal rate for these type of situations where we're leasing to a municipality. We have no authority to even do a lease until the DNR issues its findings of fact that those improvements are consistent with the public interest in the navigable waters. The DNR has now done that, and so the board now has jurisdiction to issue such a lease. And so we are seeking board authority approval to do such a lease.
Tom, let me interrupt. You were going kind of quick. The DNR has issued their finding.
Yes. And in fact, I attached those to the board materials.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get down to read that. I apologize.
No problem. There's a lot of paper there, a lot of lines.
So let me, in one sentence or two, summarize their findings.
In one sentence or two, the DNR says, fine, go ahead. But city, don't interfere with any of the activities that would involve cleaning up the lakefront or testing in the future to make sure that it's clean.
Well, has the EPA signed off as 100% clean?
They are still in the process of finishing it up, but the DNR has approved all the plans for cleaning it up.
Who's doing the cleaning? They've hired a private contractor?
Yes. In fact, there were a couple of different contractors working on it. They had built like a porous dike out there to actually allow them to, at one point, kind of scoop out some of the bed there because there was quite a bit of contamination.
Well, my first reaction is we should put this on hold until the EPA and the contractors say it's 100% cleaned up. I don't want to park in an area with contamination.
The reason why the city wants to lease now is that they can get some additional funding from the DNR to develop the park, but they can't get that until they have a lease.
Well, but they shouldn't start developing a park until it's clean.
At this point, Doug, they're most of the way through. There's very little left to do, and frankly, the city wants to start now, and the DNR is fine with them starting. If the DNR was concerned, the DNR would not have given a green light on this. and that's why they issued their findings.
Well, you put more faith in the DNR than I do.
Well, that may be true, but in this particular situation...
I'm a little confused on a lot of this as well. I mean, I'm kind of where Doug's at, and I mean, I want to at least look into this a little more. I mean, I don't know how time-sensitive this is. When you say the DNR is given the green light, I mean, there's this report here. I mean, so what do they specifically say? I mean, it's very long, and, you know, it's talking about, you know, all kinds of different statutes and various things. I mean, is there like a I mean, have we done many of these before? I don't recall doing any of these.
We do, like, one about every year or every other year. It's not something that we do very often.
Yeah, I can remember having leased the lake beds in the past. We had one controversial boat ramp up in Sturgeon Bay area years ago, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you another question. The lake bed where it's already been filled in, so it's sort of a after-the-fact lease, correct?
Yes, yes.
So... The place we're leasing them has already been used, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the first time we've ever granted a lease what's the word for doing something that happened already? I can't remember.
Ex post facto, but well, there's been a couple of situations like this where they discovered that they had a development or something that that was actually filled lake bed. So.
Doug, this is Jonathan. The community needs to get control of the property, if you will, through a lease so that it can become eligible for additional funding. And as a matter of practice, if they're going to put an investment in, they'd like to have assurance that they have control of the property. Later on, I think in another meeting or two, we're going to have another submerged land lease that Tom has negotiated, but this one is with a private entity that will have a significant kind of income potential to the agency. And it's the same situation, except I don't think that's a Superfund site, is it, Tom?
No.
It's a private entity that's going to put a very significant investment into the property that has been filled now for 100 years.
Oh, so it's another ex post facto one.
It is, but the moving forward in the future, I don't know what the right word is, they want to put substantial investment on the property for the purposes of their business operation, which is a railroad, which they've been doing in the past, but now they want to make more investment and they need to get control of the property. So we'll be seeing that in a couple meetings or so.
Well, I'll have some good questions about that one. Well, so one last question, or maybe not the last, but how time sensitive is the DNR's funds? If we say no today, do they lose the money, or what's the story?
Well, if you say no today, the DNR will tell the city you're not eligible to apply for that until you have the lease. So,
but if we give approval, say in September or October, then will the DNR funds still be available for them to apply for?
Well, if you wait till September or October, no. I believe that funding cycle would be over with by then.
All right. Well, here's my reaction then. Because it's already filled in, and I have some history with this. Tom, can you help me? The citizen group that was protesting about this several months ago, are they happy with this result, or are they still unhappy?
Oh, I think, Doug...
You're confusing that with a...
Yeah, I think, Doug, you were thinking about Sturgeon Bay.
Yes, you're correct. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. All right, I withdraw that question. In this case, I would make a motion that we approve this ex post facto lease so the city can officially own that land. Well, not own the land, but have the lease. And do you have a recommended amount per year?
Yeah, I was recommending $200 bucks a year.
It's a de minimum.
So I'll make a motion that we lease this to the city for $200. Wait, one more question. Do we want to give them a 10-year lease or a 50-year lease or what?
No, I'd say I'd give them a 50-year lease. I mean, at this point, the city is looking at really putting a lot of effort into making this a nice waterfront park for the.
I understand that, but as our lawyer, do we give indefinite leases or do we put a number of years on it?
The maximum length of time that we can grant is 50 years.
Okay.
So
I would make a motion that we grant a lease to the city for $200. Well, one more question. Should we put an inflation clause in if it's going to be 50 years?
The $200, like I said, is kind of a de minimis. If the board wants to have some type of inflation clause, I'm certainly open to that. The idea here was not so much that we would be making money. The money that comes in from this actually goes to the general fund. It does not go to the any of the trust funds, but acts as an offset against our agency expenses. It's a little bit different.
Do we even own this? Is this the land we own, or is this the stuff that we've been given to under statute manage the submerged land items?
Good question, Matt. We do not own it. We merely manage it in this situation.
Well, so realistically, the DNR, the state owns it, and we're from old statute. We're the ones that are supposed to deal with this. And I know that's something Tom Salvin told me a while back, but. But realistically, the state of Wisconsin owns the land?
Yes, yes. At statehood, what happened was in the Enabling Act, the federal government granted the beds of navigable waters to the state of Wisconsin to hold in trust for the citizens of Wisconsin for navigation purposes. And so the legislature has decided that we should be the leasing agent for these lands because under certain circumstances, they have determined that those lands can be filled as long as the filling and improvement is done in a way that's consistent with a public interest in those navigable waters.
Okay. Tom?
Yes.
What kind of an inflation clause can we word in? $200 a year, an inflation of 10% per year or something, or what?
Is all that
silly? We should just leave it at 200 and forget it?
It's just not worth the paperwork to have to go through it every year, Doug.
Okay, then I would say I make a motion that we give a 50-year lease to the city at a rate of $200 per year for having a lease on the already filled property that they wish to make into a park.
All right.
You got all that written down?
We do.
Yes.
Do I have a second, Matt?
I guess at this point you had some apprehension. Why don't we? I don't think this is time sensitive in the next 2 weeks. I'd rather talk to somebody at the DNR, get a specific letter from the DNR saying that since the state kind of owns us, that they want us to do this. I see the findings here, but it's not like I don't know. And Brad's not even on the call here. I don't know.
Okay, well, I respect your interest. I make a motion, but there's no second to that motion yet, so I was going to move to put it on the table until 2 weeks from now and schedule it for old business, okay?
That sounds fine. We'll just put it on the next agenda?
Well, I guess we'll have to.
Brad, are you there?
He is not. And
while we're still waiting for Brad here, can someone, I guess I'll just talk about the future agenda items. I mean, there's nothing really on here to talk about. The thing I had sent, did you actually send that to the other commissioners, Jonathan, or not?
I sent your email to all the commissioners,
okay.
Matt.
Okay.
I looked at it.
I guess my question is, the $5 million thing, and I mean, obviously, Doug, I guess Doug and I are on this call here. Doug and I obviously come from different perspectives on some of this stuff, but I think him and I both agree in a lot of ways on the importance of the commissioners, himself, myself, the next state treasurer, voting on these things. And the reason I put that amount, and I guess I was trying to look for some suggestions from the other board members or you, I guess the staff there, it doesn't seem like you guys buy anything over $5 million. But other than maybe the only two things in the last couple of years would have been just the WIDA thing and the venture capital, and I don't, those weren't time sensitive, correct?
The WIDA thing became time sensitive once it reached its end of its negotiation, yeah, but I wouldn't say it was immediately time sensitive, no.
Yeah, I mean, when you were at the final, but you guys had already decided, I mean, you had been working on it for a month, if you said month.
Right.
Okay. I mean, do we buy bonds and stuff? Am I correct that we only buy state bonds and farm credit bonds and so forth over $50 million?
Well, we would buy agency bonds of any amount, and in some cases, we'll buy a series of bonds that could total quite a bit more than $5 million in
but
one
but
purchase.
But the thing I wrote, the language I wrote wouldn't preclude you from doing that, would it?
I have to look at the actual language again. I've got it in the other room. Hang on a second.
Okay. Well, I mean, while I'm talking with Doug, I mean, I don't have a problem if you guys buy a $50 million state bond. I mean, obviously, that's a state bond. It's fine. You know, that's typically what you guys have bought in the past. My thought was just that on these things that are a little odder that we should, you know, since we're on this commission, there's no reason that we wouldn't at least vote on it.
Well,
what's the story with Brad?
We can't find him.
Are you looking for him?
We have been looking for him with due diligence, yeah. And I've texted him. Vicky's called at both the offices. We can't find Donna either, can we?
No, she might be on vacation.
So I don't know what to suggest other than we may have to defer this meeting to another date as soon as practicable to deal with these loans.
From a legal, Tom, from a legal perspective, could we adjourn this meeting until 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or something? Or does that not work with having given notice?
No, it's possible to adjourn it. I just don't know if
we... Well, I'll just stop you. It doesn't work for me. I mean, I could do it tomorrow. If you'd like to do it tomorrow, I could do it. But
tomorrow's the 4th.
Not tomorrow, the 4th. My bad. The 5th. I could do it the 5th.
I think we could. The problem is when we do hold a meeting, we have to have a 24-hour notice. So the better day would probably be Friday. Am I correct, Vicki?
Give us a chance to find Brad.
Give us a chance to nail this down
okay.
Properly post it with 24-hour notice.
I guess while we're looking into that, Jonathan, can you...
I'll give you some more information on this. I've got your email in front of me.
Well, this is Doug. I'm more inclined to try to get this done. I mean, all those people who have the loans pending want those loans. And I understand that Matt will vote no, which I respect his right to do that. If we adjourn this meeting until 3 o'clock or so and find Brad, then Brad and I can vote yes, and people can have their loans. I'm inclined to go that direction.
Well, it's worth a try. And we'll just try and track them down. You two okay with that, Tom and Vicki?
So what would you do?
3 o'clock doesn't work. I mean, I'd rather do it Friday, to be honest with you, just because I had already planned on something, and I don't want to miss a phone call. I mean, I understand I won't be voting for it, but I won't be on the call.
Right. Doug, can you be available Friday? We all can.
Well,
or the following Monday?
Yeah, I'll
can we
be
do
here
it
in Madison Friday.
Or the what is that Monday, the 7th, 8th, 9th?
I'm afraid we're going to all be up at the Western State Lands Conference leaving Sunday, actually on Saturday. This has to be done by Friday if it's going to be done at all. Also, we've got communities that are, I haven't surveyed them in this case, whether they're going to be in tight without an approval. So
our next meeting is it a different date, Vicki? Is it an odd date?
Yes, it's July 24th. We had to shift it back a week.
Okay, so is it a, because 2 weeks from now would be what? Okay, so it's a full week later?
It's July 24th.
Okay.
This is Doug. Matt? Well,
yeah.
Given the fact that you're going to vote no anyway, and the only agenda item we will be discussing is the loans. Why do you object to me reconvening this meeting in an hour or so if we can find Brad?
Well, I guess I would say I just prefer a time set in the future. I like to be on the calls. I understand from a practical perspective what you're saying, but I would literally not even be on the call, and I just feel like that's not my job. I mean, we don't even know if Brad's available at 3. That's just kind of
I
don't think it's to just put a random time out there, then we call in and we're just standing around. I mean, at this point, I guess it's already 2:30, but.
So let me ask Vicki, does his office answer their phone?
I had to reach out to somebody in their legal department because his scheduler didn't answer, and when I pressed the escape line or 0, I didn't get him to answer there either.
I've also texted him on his cell phone, Doug. We've done everything we can to track him down, and we're unable to do that right now. He's obviously in some kind of a conference or what have you, and he slipped his mind
Jonathan, to give us a few minutes here while we're waiting, you were looking for that information. I guess what I was asking from you is, were there any things that you guys currently are investing in that you think that would be a problem for, is my question.
Well, it would be a change in what we've adopted in our investment plan, and while it's not substantive to the, well, let me get it this way. When we developed that investment plan, Matt, it took months of negotiations between our stakeholders, WEMTA, our local government loan people, DPI, the administration, and legislative leadership, and they all agreed when we gave it to them that was the way we're going to operate. The only problem I have is you guys can amend it any way you want it. The only problem I have is that I'm represented to these stakeholders that we would provide them notice of a meeting that any amendments would be considered at. In other words, if there's going
to
be
if it's a timing issue, that's fine. I get what you're saying on the timing. If you thought it was a big policy thing to not do it this meeting, that was fine. I never brought that. But.
And so if you want to schedule this an amendment to the investment plan and policy for a future meeting, then I'll be able to notify the stakeholder that's happening, and I'll be able to assure them that it's not substantive from their standpoint.
Okay, well, the 24th, that's fine. And then I just have one other question while we're still on time here. Do we ever get audited by, like, the audit bureau or anybody, or how do we, our portfolio is mostly loans. Is there any kind of audit? I was just thinking about that once.
We get audited frequently. We're the only ones who ask for an audit.
And who audits us?
The Legislative Audit Bureau had audited us every year for a number of years, and they took last year off. But
it's mostly been the loans, that kind of stuff. I mean,
everything. They go through the whole thing.
Well, I guess the most recent one, if you could just send it to me, I don't have a copy of it. I've never seen one.
They roll it up into the CAFR.
Okay.
You can get a copy of it from Legislative Audit Bureau, can you not?
I wasn't sure if you guys had one. If you could just email it to me, that'd be fine.
Right. No, it becomes part of the CAFR, so it's not a distinct, separate part. It's all one report.
I gotcha. I'll figure it out then. But you said last year they were off. The year before they did it.
I believe the year before they did it. Last year they were off, and like I said, it was kind of unusual. We asked them to continue doing it, and they said they were too busy with other matters, but it's my understanding that they were going to do it again this year now.
Okay.
I'd suggest we convene this meeting at 2 o'clock on Friday.
Okay, I'll have to try to get a hold of someone to see if Brad's available, and I will get back to you guys, you gentlemen, as to the status of that.
Okay, I'll make a motion. Do we go to adjourn, or what do we do then?
Yeah.
Let me give you a couple of notes here. Mike Krieger had surgery, and his doc is not going to release him for travel, so he's not going to be going to San Diego. We're not going to be attending that conference, which is a loss for us, but we're not going to ask him to go when his doc says don't go. The transaction report was in your packet. It's
nothing going on of any big moment this time. So what do you want to do here, Vicki?
So I would make a motion that we adjourn with the addition that we will try to reschedule a meeting on Friday, July 6th.
All right.
All right, I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Doug votes aye.
Okay,
all right, thank you all for your patience on this.
Well, thanks. We got something through here.
Have a good holiday tomorrow.
Bye, Doug.
You too. Take care.